We've all heard about politics sometimes being described as kids battling in the schoolyard. Now, when you're a kid, you don't know anything about politics, of course, not in the traditional sense of political parties. None of that means anything when you're 8 years old. At least it didn't in my case. But there was a political minefield, and that was friendship, or more specifically, who I was going to designate as my best friend. Because best friends were really, really important. Because best friend meant you had a comrade. It meant you had a partner in crime. It meant that if I'm with three friends, or two other friends, then my friend and I can outvote the other kid, and we can do what we want. So I might tell Larry, you're my best friend. But then when I'm with Jamie, I might tell him, because I'm not thinking more than 5 or 10 minutes in the past or future, because kids don't think that far, at least I didn't, I might tell him, you're my best friend. And that's all fine and good. They might have two best friends, and that I was very happy with that. They didn't know until my birthday party when somehow it comes up and I find them both facing me and saying, but you told me I was your best friend. And I'd have to really think quickly and come up with a solution. I said, well, yeah. Well, Larry's my best friend who lives across the street, and you're my best friend that lives near the school. And that might satisfy them for a bit. That's good. I was very proud of myself. Until one of them turns around and said, well, I might be your best friend, but you're not my best friend. And my heart sunk. And I think that was the first moment that I got the first inkling that maybe I wasn't the center of the universe. That's all for now. I will talk to you later.